Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joined this morning by the Oakland Golden Grizzlies head coach, Greg Campy. In the tournament for the first time since 2011, they'll play Thursday night against Kentucky. 7:10 tip, prime time. Coach, appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. And thanks for having Oakland on.
Of course. Now, I heard they didn't make you pay the bill last night at the coach's show. I guess the perks of making the tournament.
Yeah, I got my season fries for free last night. That's really special.
Coach, I want to ask you this. Let's start off. Obviously, you're playing Kentucky. It's a blue blood program. You guys are in the tournament. How do you put together, what's the recipe to prepare your guys for this game?
Well, I think the recipe was who we played early in the year. You know, we played at Michigan State, at Illinois, at Ohio State, at Xavier, at Dayton. You know, we played in Illinois and Michigan State are two of the hardest places to play in the country. So I always like to play in at least one of those types of places every year. So if we are fortunate enough to get to the tournament, you know, we've been there, we've done it, we know what it takes. And this year we played we played really well in those places. You know, I feel that, you know, we're ready for the moment. That doesn't mean that we will win or even play well, but I think we're ready for it.
When did you realize this team could be a tournament team? I mean, the drought since 2011, you've had some teams along the way. When did it click? Like, oh, this team's good enough to do it.
Well, the drought thing is, you know, that's an interesting concept because I've had probably 4 to 5 teams in that decade that were good enough. It's just, it's so hard to win your postseason tournament. So the question really is, you know, how good did I think we were? And I would tell you that the second game of the year, we opened at Ohio State. We led for 34 minutes. We got a bad call in the last minute, and they made a three, and they beat us. Well, you know, over the time that I've done this, I've taken a lot of teams that on one night can go play with anybody. It's the next game we went to Illinois, and we're tied with, you know, 6 minutes to go in the game. After that game, I knew this team. You know, you do that back-to-back, then it wasn't just a fortunate night or they had a bad shooting night or something like that. I knew we were pretty darn good after that.
Matchups are always going to be key. And obviously with Kentucky, with so many, you know, blue-chip players, you got your own guys. Trey Townsend, your leading scorer, 6'6", big body. Gokey, who I don't think – is he not allowed to shoot inside the three-point line?
No, if he does, I put him on the treadmill. If he's anywhere inside that three-point line, he's heading to the treadmill. So, yeah, he's a special player. Johnny looks like a football player. I don't know if you've ever seen his play or not, but he looks like he would be, you know, a Division III tackle. You know, I mean, he's such a great kid, and he can really shoot the ball. But you're right, the matchup is really important. And for me, this was the best matchup I think that we could get as we were, you know, trying to figure out. I thought we would be on the 13 seed line because based on criteria, you know, that's where I thought we were going to fall. But I mean, the seeding in this tournament this year was so crazy. I'm just happy we're in it. So not going to complain. But if I could have picked a team that we were, you know, I didn't want to play Iowa State after watching them play Houston. And I didn't want to play Creighton because of their ability to shoot. I just thought that Kentucky was the best matchup for us for a couple of reasons. One is what you said at the beginning of this, prime time, right? Oakland gets to play at 7 o'clock on Thursday night on CBS. A team on the telecast, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that's what you want when you're in this. You want your kids to have a chance to be in the spotlight. So that was number one. Number two, you got maybe the biggest blue blood of them all. You got a coach that, you know, I think the guy in East Lansing is the best coach in the country, but Cal's right there with him. You know, so you've got all that. And then most importantly, they don't score in the post. And, you know, that is, for a mid-major, an Achilles heel is when you play teams that can score in the post. It really affects you defensively. So since they don't score in the post, you know, our ability to maybe guard the three and to keep the game slow, we have a chance. We really do if we can keep the game slow and take the three away from them.
You're friends with Calipari. Have you guys talked this week? What was the back and forth like?
Pretty funny. It started, we went on Tuesday night and I got to my phone as I was going in the press room after we won the game, because, you know, you have all that stuff on the court afterwards, the confetti and all that. So I went in the locker room, I grabbed my phone to head to the press room, and I had, I think it was 540 some texts. And when I got, after everything was over, I got, and I went to my phone and I scrolled back to the first one, and the first one was at 901 and it was from Cal. And so he had watched the second half of the game, congratulated him. And I wrote back, yeah, we'll probably have – I didn't use these words. I used some different wording, but we'll probably play you, you know, as a joke, I said that. And then so as soon as it got announced, I text him with, you know, my hands in the air, and he called me and made some jokes. And, you know, I was here for you, but we're going to kick your asses, you know, that type of stuff, so – it was good. It's a lot of fun. This time of the year is so much fun. It's great to be a part of it again.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, and the challenge for you guys was you won the regular season horizon, but you got to win the tournament to get in. And, you know, it's not always an easy thing to do. You guys have been basically playing tournament ball now what is this team? Where is this team in preparation for the tournament, knowing that you've been tested throughout the regular season, obviously the Horizon League tournament? What are your expectations going into the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, and that's a hell of a point, John, because I don't think, you know, fans of mid-major basketball are they're accustomed to this, but, you know, the general population doesn't understand how hard it is to win both. 21 of the 30 teams, it might be 32 teams, 21 of the 32 league champions got beaten there in their conference tournament. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult to win them both. It really is. If you were to ask me seriously, what's the hardest thing about, you know, our level, I'd tell you that in itself. So having done that, I think it's, you know, you're playing on house money now. You know, your kids got to cut the nets down. They stood on a stage. The confetti came down on top of them. You know, they hugged each other. They said all the things, you know, on every year when we haven't made it, I tell my team, the guys that are coming back, watch the NCAA tournament and listen to what all the players say in the postgame comments, because they all say the same thing. We love each other. This is a team. We care about each other. That's what championship teams do, right? So they got to do all that already. They talked to ESPN. They've been walking around campus like they're, you know, heroes for a week. So it's really, they got to experience that. Now let's get to work and let's make it last longer. You know, let's go out and show the world. The whole world's going to be watching you Thursday night. Let's show them what open basketball is about. And that's really all we're doing. It's no other, you know, I'm not, yeah, shock the world, or that's not who I am. I just, let's enjoy it and let's play.
We're talking to Greg Campy. Oakland Golden Grizzlies play Kentucky on Thursday night, primetime. This time of year, we get all these stories that emerge. Maybe people aren't as familiar with different programs and different schools. The Trey Townsend story, for people who maybe even in our own backyard aren't familiar, right? The son of two Oakland basketball players. What has he meant to the program? And if you could share a little bit about his story for people who maybe aren't aware.
Well, it's the most unbelievable story that I've been involved with the whole time, because, you know, I knew this kid when he was 4 years old. His dad was... I started him, you know, he's one of my first recruits ever. He was from Anchorage, Alaska. I started him because he was 6'9", and he could get the jump ball. You know, he could get us the tip every game. But after that, he didn't do a whole lot, you know. So his mother was a much better player. But so, you know, and then when Skip graduated, we got him a job with Cadillac here in town. And so, you know, he was appreciative. He's had a tremendous business career, and he's been at every game. You know, growing up, the kid was in the stands. You know, he came to our basketball camp, and those kids are never any good, right? I mean, those kids are the ones that, you know, they always want you, they're walk-ons, or they want to be, you know. Trey turned out, he was 6'5" and a half, 185 pounds as a senior in high school, and maybe the best player Oxford ever had, but still, it was Oxford, right? And now he's 6'6" and a half. He's 235 pounds. He's got an NBA body. Is he an NBA player? He's going to get an opportunity to, you know, to be one. I hope he is. I don't know if he is, but he's progressed that much. And to know a kid like that and to see him, and, you know, he didn't want to go to Michigan or Michigan State. He's probably the only kid in the history of the state of Michigan that grew up that would rather have gone to Oakland than to Michigan or Michigan State. Right. And, it's just an unbelievable story, and we're lucky that it happened. And he put us on his back in that game and got us to the tournament.
In the era of the transfer portal, there's a lot of obstacles, but I got to imagine going to the tournament it's that spotlight. It's Thursday night. It's prime time. How does this appearance and the way that you guys perform against Kentucky on Thursday night, how does it benefit your program?
Well, it benefits, you know, financially is the biggest benefit. And, mm-hmm. and then, you know, you can't put a number on, you know, the publicity and, you know, of what that does. And, you know, the statistics show that our enrollment next year will go up 7 to 8% because of this. If we were to make a run and, you know, get to the Final Four, like, you know, Loyola did, like James Madison, VCU did, then I think the number's like 15 to 20%. So those are the analytics of it. on the side of the transfer portal, what it'll probably do is put all my kids in the transfer portal, and they'll, you know, I mean, we beat Xavier at Xavier. I swear to God, we beat Xavier at Xavier. And I heard one of Xavier fans yell at Trey as we were walking off the floor, "We'll give you $200,000 next year. You got to come here."
It's wild, isn't it? It's a wild time in college sports.
Oh man, it's crazy. But it's you know, what am I going to do? He's that kid next year will get offered. I mean, he could get offered upwards of $500,000. He's got his COVID year left. He'll have graduated from Oakland. He'll have given me the 4 years that, you know, that we recruited him for. It's not his fault he gets the COVID year back. So, you know, I mean, I'm going to help him. If he's going to get $500,000, he should go take it. You know, I'd love for him to come back and play his fifth year at Oakland, but hell, I mean, I've known him since he was four. I want the best for him.
And that's the thing with the way the game's changed. I mean, you've been in the game 40 years. It's changed probably more rapidly in the last five than it did in the previous 35. Just what is it like being a coach in today's era of the portal and name, image, and likeness and all of this?
Well, Izzo and I talk about this all the time. You know, the bottom line of this is we're not going to change it. And what we don't want to be is grumpy old men, right? We don't want to be, most of the people in our generation of coaches have gotten out because of it. And you know, some great, great Hall of Famers have gotten out because of it. I don't want to get out. I love doing what I'm doing. Tom's the same way. When we talk about, you know, you got to adapt, right? You've got to look at it. And one of the things I think that he and I've talked about that I think has really, you know, helped me is that, okay, we don't want to get rid of our non-negotiables, right? We still got to have our non-negotiables. It's still incumbent on us to take a young man and turn him into a guy that can go out into the real world, have a family, be a father, make money, you know, have a great life. That's our job. And so how do we do that? Well, we try and condense our 4 years of that with the kid into 365 days. So it's a speed course thing, you know, it's like the speed reading course or something like that. You just got to condense what you believe in your non-negotiables into that kid for 1 year and hope that you can really make a difference in that year.
Coach, you got any kids coming out of Clawson anytime soon? You got any high top prospects?
You know, I recruited a couple kids out of Clawson about 30, 35 years ago. And the one kid turned out to be, you know, he won the national championship in football at some school down the road here. And it broke my heart when I didn't get him. Then I thought I'd get his brother, and I didn't get him either. He went to Saginaw Valley, I think it was. And I was like, man, I must be the worst recruiter in the world if I couldn't get those two Clawson kids.
Nah, Coach, I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on, and best of luck Thursday night. We love you. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you out at, hopefully we'll see you out at Jamie Samuelson's softball event again this year.
Yeah, we can we win that thing this year? I mean,
we have to.
That was embarrassing. We got beat 40 straight years by a final possession to go to the NCAA tournament. And I think I was more disappointed in the getting beat by 30 runs in that softball thing.
Hey, we've got some room to make up, and the transfer portal is open, so we're taking all options, and we're going to do better. But, Coach, hey, again, best of luck Thursday night. We can't wait to see you guys.
Thanks for having Oakland on. I really appreciate it.
It's Greg Campy. It's 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.